Nancy Pelosi honors Tuskegee Airmen amid backlash from State of the Union behavior. By Kyle Morris on February 6, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has attempted to right a wrong with the Tuskegee Airmen after she ripped apart President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech containing words of their bravery. "The Tuskegee Airmen bravely fought enemies abroad and racism at home," Pelosi wrote in a tweet. "Our nation is forever grateful for their heroism, fighting for the values of America, equality, justice and opportunity." As Trump's address to Congress and the American people concluded on Tuesday, Pelosi was seen standing behind him as she ripped apart a copy of his speech. As a part of her actions, a piece of text was destroyed that honored American military forces, including Tuskegee Airman General Charles McGee, a 100-year-old veteran of the pioneering black fighter pilots. Questioned on her remarks afterward, Pelosi told a reporter it was the courteous thing to do considering the alternative. On Thursday, shortly after Pelosi's tweet was issued, President Trump took to Twitter to slam the 79-year-old California Democrat for her behavior. While the tweet did not contain a caption, the video included in the tweet included a caption that stated, "Powerful American stories ripped to shreds by Nancy Pelosi," and contained clips of President Trump's guests and remarks on his administration's accomplishments, such as record low unemployment rates. Of those included in the video was Tuskegee Airman General Charles McGee, who was recognized, along with his grandson, by President Trump during his State of the Union address. In addition to being recognized at the State of the Union address, McGee was also promoted by President Trump to Brigadier General and had his stars pinned in the Oval Office before the event began. President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., took to Instagram after the conclusion of the speech to ridicule Pelosi for her behavior. "This is what Nancy Pelosi ripped up," Trump Jr. wrote. "A truly shameful move even for her." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.